The San Francisco Giants are one more win closer to a World Series title. Last night at home, the Giants reverted to their preferred small ball style of play, scratching out hits and runs. They beat the Detroit Tigers 2-0, giving them a 2-0 lead as the series shifts back to Detroit. NPR's Tom Goldman has our report.
Pablo Sandoval, a.k.a. Kung Fu Panda, did not hit a home run last night. I figured it was worth a mention since that's pretty much all he did in Game 1. In fact, no one came close to hitting a ball out of AT&T Park Thursday. The Tigers had a double, but that was it for offensive firepower. If Game 1 was a candy store of batting treats, highlighted by the Panda's 3 home runs, last night was the store after a Halloween run. Here's what passed for a highlight from the stats handed out to journalists midway through the game. San Francisco catcher Buster Posey's second inning single made him the 9th player in Giants history to hit safely in at least 7 straight World Series games. The other Giants included High Pockets Kelly in 1924. The hardworking stats people did not explain why George Kelly was nicknamed High Pockets. Turns out it was because he was 6'4", which was really tall back then. I researched that myself while waiting for someone to score. The Giants finally did score when Brandon Crawford hit into a double play and drove in teammate Hunter Pence. That moment in the bottom of the 7th inning was set up by the kind of baseball that's become San Francisco's trademark. Call it small ball, slap and score. It happened in the 7th with a single by Pence, followed by a walk, and then Gregor Blanco's bunt that loaded the bases. Depending on how this series turns out, that bunt may end up being one of the key moments, and it was a ball that traveled only about 40 feet. Here's Hunter Pence.
He got into a good count and put one of the most beautiful bunts you'll see.
And here's Detroit catcher Gerald Laird, one of several Tigers who surrounded the bunt as it rolled down the third baseline, waiting for it to cross the line foul, which it never did.
You know, he made a perfect bunt. It kind of just hit something soft and stayed right there. I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, the brakes aren't going our way.
In Game 1, it was the ball that caromed off third base that started a game-changing rally for the Giants. Last night, it was the ball that stayed straight. Yes, the breaks are going San Francisco's way, but luck is only part of the winning equation. Good pitching helps a lot, and the Giants got another dose of it last night. Starter Madison Bumgarner had been pretty woeful in this postseason, so much that he was taken out of the rotation in the National League Championship Series. He was back in last night, and thanks to some mechanics tweaking, he was his good self, pitching 7 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. Bumgarner said he got an early confidence boost in the 2nd inning when Detroit's Prince Fielder, trying to score, was thrown out at home plate by the slightest margin.
Yeah, that was huge. I think that might have been a, you know, momentum shifter for me because I had some trouble, you know, in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th innings of the last couple starts. And defense bailed me out there and got me excited.
It really did, on the field. The Giants might be excited to know that 52 teams have taken a 2-0 lead in the World Series, and 41 have finished the job with the championship. But you'll never catch this team relying on a stat like that, not after facing 6 elimination games this postseason and winning them all. Now that the Tigers are in a hole, they do well to emulate the Giants as they try to beat them. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.